Hello and welcome to another episode of Technogram by Redington, where we spotlight untold stories driving transformation and explore what it truly means to lead in a fast-changing digital world. I'm your host, Janice, and today I'm joined by Vinay Punjabi. He's the General Manager and Regional Business Head at Dynamic Smarts, a NetSmarts company. Vinay is deeply passionate about driving growth through digital transformation and helping customers succeed across the region. Let's hear what he's seeing on the front lines of tech transformation. Thank you, Vinay, for joining us today on Technogram by Redington. Really appreciate your time here. I'd like to start off with something simple, and hopefully it's simple. Beyond your title, how would you describe what you do and what drives you?
So firstly, Janice, thank you for having me here at Technogram. It's my pleasure to be with you today. The question is not too tough. So. I really wake up early in the morning, and I really love to own the morning. Mm-hmm. So I wake up early, meditate a bit, I go for my run. You know, while I am on my run, it really gives me my me time. I'm all alone. Gives me, a time to think through the day and set myself for the day. So that's what really, you know, drives me. And another phrase which I always say, you know, is you first say yes and then find a way to do it, is also something that drives me. So every time there is a challenge or something that comes up, we just say yes and then we find a way out.
That's great. I think I can relate. I also love my mornings. So just to move on, so you've had like a front row seat to so much change in the region, right? You've been at the heart of the tech transformation in the Middle East. So what's the defining moment in your journey with NetSmarts that shaped how you see the industry?
So yeah, it's been a long time in the region, but it's been about 7 months that I've been at the helm of the responsibility mm-hmm. for NetSmarts. You know, at NetSmarts, what I like is that we as business unit leaders are pretty much empowered to take our decisions.
Right.
You know, so we take our decisions and then we are supported by whatever resources are required. Mm-hmm. Right. That helps us to think like an entrepreneur. That helps us to think out of the box as to what needs to be done to grow the business, you know, be it whether we want to diversify to a different region, add some new practices or bring in a new product technology, right? At NetSmarts, we've got so many business units and each business unit has a leader and each leader thinks like an entrepreneur. And all of us, like I said earlier, you know, we say yes and then we find a way to do it. And that is pretty much, you know, kind of reshaping us to think like entrepreneurs so that we really run it more or less like our own business.
So on that note, if you had to pick one unexpected challenge that you faced early on while building relationships with customers here, what story would you share or recall?
So I would say, you know, two words, trust and dependability. Mm-hmm. I have been in this region for quite some time now. And earlier on, when I was new to this region, I found that, you know, customers simply partnered or chose a partner or gave the work to someone whom they just knew, right? Without really realizing whether they would be able to deliver or not. Mm-hmm. Now, as we've gone along, I've realized this and we've tried to engage customers by giving them a proper solution, understanding the pain point and then giving them the solution. Slowly, that way we've built trust with the customer. And then, of course, once we get the job, we deliver and then the dependability increases. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now today the customer also understands that it is quite challenging for him also if somebody does not deliver the solution. End of the day, they are also answerable to someone.
Right.
And today with, the internet and things like that, with information being available, customer is savvy and can do a better due diligence.
I think when we were talking earlier, you even mentioned that there have been situations where the customers told you that they knew of another partner, but they still chose you guys because of your expertise, right?
That's right. There was a case in point very recently where, you know, a customer knew someone, but it's just that we understood his problem. We presented the solution mm-hmm. and he realized that it's not about just knowing someone, but somebody who can actually give him the solution.
Right.
And of course, we also proved that we would be trust and dependable.
Yeah, I think relationships are very important, but it's also how you create that value and how you show up for that customer.
Absolutely. Right.
So can you share an example of how partnering with Microsoft has helped unlock something game-changing for a customer in this region?
So Janice, nice question. Let me tell you today, you know, Microsoft has pretty much a well-rounded offering for all customers. You know, with so many solutions that they have and they're all being connected together, we can really offer a great solution to a customer. You know, today, let me just give an example. A lot of businesses have a very mobile workforce, mm-hmm. be it, you know, the salespeople who are on the field or service engineers who are on the field. So they are outside the office. They need to do their work. They need to perform their tasks and yet be connected to the company. So, you know, with something like the Power Platform where we enable them to do their job on the field mm-hmm. and yet the information flows instantaneously to the back office. You know, another case in point where we had a customer where he was making a statement of accounts, mm-hmm. you know, for all his customers at the end of the month. And there were about 350 statement of accounts going every month. Now, this was a tedious task. So again, we automated it and connected to Outlook email so that these can be automated and an email can just go on its own. So this is also, you know, you see it's reduced a lot of manual work and we've automated things. And that's how Microsoft helps in, you know, increasing a bit of productivity.
Mm-hmm. So Microsoft is really helping, like it shows how tech is creating real business impact.
Absolutely. And going further, you know, the framework that Microsoft provides is also allows partners like us to build solutions which can help the customer more. You know, like I'll give you two examples. We've built a payroll very specific for this region, and it's tightly integrated into the Microsoft business application. Mm-hmm. We also have a solution for project-based businesses, what we call as Project Pro. And this helps any project-based business, you know, to get information like what's the project profitability, what's its profit and loss, you know, what's the cost to complete and things like that, which definitely gives the customer more powerful information to make business decisions.
You mentioned that these solutions are tailored to the region. So are you able to elaborate on certain, like what are the customizations that you do because it's for the region?
So not so much for Project Pro because it's pretty much a kind of a project business, but the payroll is pretty much, you know, kind of customized to this region because every country, every region has its own laws, you know, like you have a different payroll structure over here.
Right.
So that has been fine-tuned to work specifically for this region. And when I say this region, it's typically the GCC, the Gulf countries.
Okay. So when I'm talking about Microsoft, right, Microsoft's mission on a global level is pretty huge. And it's the local stories that help bring that to life. So Microsoft talks about empowering every person and organization on the planet. So how have you seen that vision come into life with a customer story in this region?
So let me answer this in two parts. First, let's talk about the Microsoft vision, and then I will follow it up with the customer case
sure.
story, right? So Microsoft's stated vision is, you know, to empower every organization and every individual to do more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you think of it, how do we make this possible? Which means, you know, every individual needs to have enough information, enough data to perform his tasks and his job, right?
Yeah.
And in today's world, as you see, we are pretty much mobile. We are all over the place traveling, right? So there comes in the mobility piece where Microsoft's solutions today are more or less available on the mobile. It's there on your handhelds and you can access information wherever you are. Now, this mobility is empowered by the cloud. Right, the Microsoft cloud, because if we have to connect to data, we need to have some kind of an infrastructure where I can easily connect to the data in my back office. And the cloud enables that, right? I could be anywhere in the world today. And going forward, if everyone has to do more, then we have to become more and more productive.
Mm-hmm.
So Microsoft helps us automate a lot of tasks. And now, you know, you're hearing the new paradigm shift, which is artificial intelligence,
yes.
where Microsoft is bringing AI into every solution, every product of theirs, so that all of us can be more productive and allow AI to do a lot of our work,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, let's look at a case in point. You know, we had a customer who is into distribution of beverages,
okay.
right? And his key challenge was getting information on inventory and profitability of each sales order. The way it started is, yes, we implemented a back office business application for them where they got their basics in place, sales, purchase, inventory, finance in place. The next level was to get a profitability report. And the profitability report had to be available onto the CEO's handheld device so that he can have visibility anytime, anywhere.
Okay.
And that's when we used the Power Platform and used Power BI to give him these dashboards.
Interesting.
Now we are moving to the next level, where this profitability report needs to be analyzed to optimize either the sales or purchase to see how the profitability can be increased. And there we are bringing an AI engine to see how to analyze the data and suggest what needs to be done.
Mm.
So if you look at it in this one story, so we have the business application, we have the Power Platform and the Microsoft AI all working together for the customer's business benefit.
Mm. So they would have seen a huge difference in the way things were done before and after implementation.
Absolutely. I know the CEO very well. He's like a friend now.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm
we
sure.
start as customers and then become friends.
Yes.
So he used to tell me how he used to struggle for reports. And today he really doesn't have to depend on anyone because he's got it on his fingertips.
Yeah, there's a dashboard that he can easily access.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I think moments like this is what kind of brings the focus on why you do these things, right? Because my question really was, is it a moment where you felt like, the why of your business is brought into focus. So this is why we do what we do. Was there a moment like that?
Absolutely, because you see, when we stepped into this customer, right, they were struggling for so many things. And then today, we feel so nice that we've empowered the customer and he's actually getting what he wants. So, you know, it's a nice feeling, although it's for the customer, but, you know, we feel a sense of achievement that we've delivered what the customer really wanted.
When, you know, every region has its own rhythm, and I'm sure more than anybody else, you would really understand that being here for a very long time. And I wanted to understand from your perspective, what's unique about the Middle East when it comes to cloud and digital transformation? Is there any story that you can kind of explain where this differentiation is captured?
So let me tell you, you know, on one of the recent reports I was reading, I believe that the cloud market in UAE in as of 2025 was $12.5 billion. It seems it's going to grow at a rate of 28.75% to reach almost $45 billion in the 2025 to 2030 in this next five-year period.
Yes.
What is leading this? You know, if you look at the governments over here, they themselves are in a way leading the change. They are adopting the cloud like nobody else. If you hear about any GCC country, you know, they're talking of a digital country, right? If you look at it in Dubai, we've got Digital Dubai, mm-hmm. where they want everything to be digitized. And we are seeing daily so many of our apps on our mobile phone where we are starting to use these government services, right? What cloud computing brings into you is the scalability, right? And you really don't have to look at costs as much as you would have to, you know, by building up your own infrastructure. And even if you look at the SMEs, I again read a report that 75% of the SMEs have quoted that they are looking this region to be a growth region for them over the next 5 years. Now, you know, this brings in that every SME also wants to scale up. And therefore, they are adopting the cloud because that gives them the scalability. And, you know, a lot of SaaS businesses, I can today consume a SaaS solution as and when I need, and I really don't have to pay one time and make a capital investment on that. Now, this cloud computing also allows us to use a lot of data and a lot of AI capabilities that, you know, all the technology vendors are bringing in. And that is really, you know, driving the cloud in this region.
I think you have really outlined it quite perfectly, right? I think the government's policy and innovation is really driving the cloud adoption in this region. And with that, I would also like to know your thoughts on maybe 12 to 18 months from now. What is that one trend that really excites you?
So you see, if you look at the technology history, you know, every once in a while, there is some kind of an evolution. If you look at hardware, we had those large mainframes to desktops, to laptops. Today, we are on handhelds. So is the case with software, right? Today, we are at, you know, let me say, on the verge of our next evolution, which is AI. Artificial intelligence is something that all of us are talking about, every technology vendor, every product, everything. And you can imagine the impact of AI wherein, I'm sure you would know that in UAE school curriculum, AI is going to be a subject starting 2026.
Yes.
So that itself shows you the importance of AI, right? And today, we ourselves have started experiencing artificial intelligence. When you call up a customer service center of a retail store, of a bank, you know, it's all answered by some kind of a bot, you know, which is probably an AI agent, mm-hmm. right? So we are very excited about it. And we ourselves are doing a lot of things, bringing in AI into our solutions. I spoke of Project Pro earlier. Mm-hmm. Now, some of the artificial intelligence capabilities that we are bringing into it is, you know, imagine that a project manager wants to see the progress of his sites. So using AI, we can give him snapshots or photographs at two different times, and he can see the progress on the site as to what it was before and what it is now. Right. Similarly, reading plans of paper and trying to come out with what is the material or what is the quantity of items that I need, you know, to create this structure.
Right.
Right. And going forward also brings in the importance of cybersecurity.
For sure.
Now, you know, we have the cloud, we have AI, we have a lot of data, and then cybersecurity becomes of equal importance. So these are the trends that we are seeing that, you know, will drive the next coming very near future.
Vinay, you know, we've been talking about cloud adoption, digital transformation, now even AI for quite some time, right? But there are still companies who are figuring it out as they're going ahead. So is there one piece of advice that you would give to those companies on how to navigate their digital journeys?
Yes, I mean, again, in this region, I have seen that people just, you know, start implementing a technology on hearsay because somebody else did, so I should do it.
Exactly.
Although that is changing now, you know, So expectations need to be set. Mm-hmm. You know, every organization, every business owner needs to be clear as to what he wants to achieve by the use of technology. So once you have the expectations set and you have the goals set, then we can define a clear roadmap, right? Because when you talk of digital transformation, you know, it's not just about putting one piece of software, but it is a total different way as to how we will start working, right? So you start putting in those systems in place, start putting the technology in place, bring in a little bit of AI where possible, put a wrapper of security around it so that my data is secure, right? And all this can be done only if we have a clear vision as to what we really want to achieve.
Right, so have a proper plan and then...
Absolutely.
Also, when you say digital transformation is an ongoing process, right?
It is an ongoing process, right? Because, every businesses will keep changing.
Yeah.
Sometimes businesses are forced to change because of external circumstances. Sometimes we ourselves change because we think we can do something better.
Yeah.
So, yes. But, you know, at any given point of time, we need to have a vision for up to a certain point of time so that we can build the roadmap. Mm.
And when it comes to cybersecurity as well, right, shouldn't be an afterthought. It should be in the beginning of the planning stage itself.
Absolutely, because today cybersecurity is extremely important. The fact that we are mobile, the fact that we are using data on the cloud, and you know our data is on our laptops, on our mobiles, so it becomes absolutely important, you know, to ensure that a tight security mechanism is in place.
Thanks, Vinay. I think you have known us as Redington for a very long time, and we are also very excited to see how we can take this partnership to greater heights. So if this is one thing that you could tell customers in the region about the value that NetSmarts bring, is there a story or anything that you can talk about that captures the value?
So NetSmarts today is an organization with 1,500 plus professionals, you know, across different business units. Now, all of us are extremely skilled and experienced, right? And like I said earlier, you know, we are pretty much empowered to take decisions. So we kind of run it like our own business, right? Now, we've got certain processes in place. I'll give you one example. You know, we've got something as called as the customer service manager or the CSM process, where this CSM is in touch with all customers on a very regular basis, trying to find out the pulse of the customer as to how it is going. And this feedback comes back to the organization and is taken very, very seriously, right? Be it good or not so good. And if it is not so good, then we take the necessary action. Now, what the customer gets in turn is he gets our attention, right? Because we have this feedback and we do whatever is necessary to ensure that, you know, the customer is taken care of. And I think this is a big differentiator that we do from many other vendors, where we're really caring about our customer. I'm not wearing the NetSmarts shirt today, but you know, when we wear it with a lot of pride, with a lot of enthusiasm, and with a lot of responsibility.
Thank you, Vinay. I think, thank you for being with us today. Some really great and interesting stories. And I'm sure there's a lot that our viewers and listeners can take away from our conversation today.
Thank you very much one more time, Janice, for having me at Technogram. Hopefully, we'll do something more on another topic.
I'm sure we will. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
And to everyone tuning in, thank you for listening to Technogram. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, leave us a review, and share it with someone who's passionate about tech, leadership, or transformation. Until we meet again, stay curious and keep unlocking what's next.